Welcome to the Bend ICRC podcast, where we want to be with Jesus, become like Jesus, and do what Jesus did. Don't forget to leave us a review and a rating, and thank you very much for listening. For the month of July, we're going through a fullness series. And I was thinking about it Friday. I was going to call it overflowing. And then I was like, no, Madison, I got to call it fullness. And she's like, is it because we're fasting today? Why fullness? I was like, no correlation. But fullness comes up like six times in Ephesians. And we want to pivot off of just one verse out of each chapter of Ephesians. So in Ephesians chapter 1, it's universal fullness. In chapter 2, we want to look at personal fullness. In chapter 3, communal fullness. In chapter 4, there's an ecclesial fullness that includes the entire body participating. And someday we'll get to put on the full armor of God, but not this month. And this fullness coming up again and again in Ephesians, it's a continuation of the John 15 series we just did of abiding in Christ. But if we're abiding in him and he abides in us, then what does this fullness aspect mean? So we're just looking at one passage out of each chapter of Ephesians. And today, let me read it here, is Ephesians 1, 22 through 23. It's inviting us into fullness. Again, welcome to Sunday morning, but that's not the fullness of what it means to be church. It says this in Ephesians 1, 22 through 23, and he put all things under his feet and gave him his head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. So we have the blog post going along with that, which right now is just a lot of quiet time questions for the entire July series. But eventually I'll be updating that blog post. We'll get some other things on there that'll be helpful for us. So that's just your digital go-to. But today I only want to preface this verse because I don't want to rob anyone's discovery as we get into this together. I only want to preface it by saying that Jesus has a body and a system for how things are to work together for health in the body. He gives this organizing system for fullness, for impact, and for the purpose of every member of that body. So as we read today's passage, you're going to see this profound and mysterious thing about God and about people. When it comes to our part, just consider, how could we be God's body and used by him to fill all in all? And as we go about obeying that, with each passage in Ephesians, they all represent a different paradigm shift for our church. It's worth talking through and aligning with. So the key mind shift for today is to go from more effort to more Jesus. And you'll see that tension within this verse. To fill everything in every way, I want to help us make that shift and be talking about that from more effort to more Jesus. All the time, I get stuck in more toiling and more insecurity, more, oh, it's about me, what will this person think? But no, it's about more Jesus and Jesus filling everything. So today, it is going to be a pretty, I don't know, evangelistic sermon, if you'll forgive me, but I think that filling everything in every way involves a bit of good news and gospelizing ourselves and others. So I'm going to talk about that. Filling everything in every way, going to lean into that. I'll just read the verse one more time. And he put all things under his feet, gave him his head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And let me pray quickly. Just God, that verse means that you need to be right here, right now, convicting us through your word in these discovery groups, through the sermon, even into the communion, and through the rest of the week. We pray for that fullness, even as I speak these words. In Jesus' name, amen. Mobilization is a big word people throw out there, but it's not in the Bible. But when it comes to how to do church, all the experts are throwing it around, like, how do we mobilize people? Or how do we get others to do what we want them to do? And my answer is, well, they do it for Jesus. And it's about Jesus mobilizing us. We talked at our table about activating us. I loved that term coming up. But we're mobilized to fill everything, everywhere with the fullness of Jesus. And he's chosen us and sent us to fulfill that in him. Which means there's no place we are not sent. And so just question opening up, where wouldn't you go to join Jesus? Who wouldn't you mobilize? Christ is already everywhere, even in the darkest corners of the world. I was convicted about this Wednesday night. We're going around praying, and I go, you know, maybe that person is open to prayer. That person, though, they look a little sketchy over there. I don't think I want to approach them. But Jesus is already there with that person. Jesus is in the alleyway. Jesus is the person who needs food and drink and clothing. In fact, he might be more there than spaces like this at times. It says that in the Bible. Jesus has already gone ahead of us, and he is the head. Man, he needs the hands and the feet to catch up. I was prayer walking with Anthony this week. I said, isn't it crazy that, like, God doesn't need us, but he, like, chose to use us and to need us? And, man, I could think about that all week long. And that should be encouraging. He has already gone ahead of us. He is already doing the work. We just need to see that revealed on where we can join him, because he is already filling things. One day we'll fill everything. He needs us right now to be a part of that, the fullness of him. That's a big destiny and purpose for Christians. I think that's part of why he designed it that way. Alejandro said, man, this is just God's plan flowing right here. It gives us a great sense of purpose, right? Which means our band of messy people, I know I'm a messy person, has the undivided attention of the Lord of the universe saying, hey, you're a part of my plan. And my plan is I'm doing like 99% of the work and would like you to join me in it. That's encouraging for me. That's liberating. You are at the heart of God's plan. We got to appreciate that. We got to take it seriously. That's why it says Jesus purchased the church with his blood. That's why church is dropped in right here to be a central thing to God's plan. According to God's plan, when you and those beside you are humbled by his grace, and when we get over our own pride so that we can say, hey, it's about more Jesus and not more activity or effort or programs or mobilization or whatever, God can use us. So, are you giving your attention to him if he's giving us his attention? To fullness, or are your eyes on yourself, your ability, your comfort? I know that's where my eyes often go. And I get overwhelmed. I'm like, how can I do it all? How can I save people on that street, that street, that street? Well, we need a lot more people realizing that we need a lot more Jesus. We got to take that mission seriously. It means, you know, on an individual level, we got to be filled up with the character of Christ if we're going to represent Christ. This is his plan, his plan A, no plan B. So I think about this so many ways. If he's already present, what does that mean for us to be his fullness? If he's already the head, I'm like, all right, what is my part? What is God's part? Just think about what it means for something to fill another thing. Like when you see all the floats on the river on the 4th of July. Or if you've been out to the Andersons, Roy just made like three ponds and filled them up with water. Totally immersed, totally filled with another thing. I'm convicted because I know it means a lot more than if you took every church in this city and their venues and their buildings and how much they fill on a Sunday morning, that's not nearly filling everything in every way. It's one part of it and it's a great thing. But God needs to work a lot more than just in those spaces. It means that each of us are the primary means to manifest his presence, to make his kingdom tangible, and to proclaim his gospel. Filling everything in every way. Think about the largest companies like Starbucks. It's crazy. Sometimes there's like three on one corner. Like, literally. And then there's a Dutch Bros right next to it. But they can't fill everything in every way, even though they've gone around the world. According to the Bible, only the church, empowered by Jesus Christ and obsessed with Jesus Christ and making him more, can fill everything in every way. And I bring up Starbucks to say this. I have it so eloquently in my notes, but I'm looking away. So, uneloquently, Starbucks can't fill everything in every way. The church can fill everything in every way, but it's got to be beyond just the Sunday morning. And I bring up Starbucks to say, the church only relying on us gathering once a week is like Starbucks saying we're only going to serve coffee at our world headquarters once a week. No, actually, God needs us to be serving coffee throughout the week in all those locations, in all those spaces where we live, work, learn, and play. Bringing Jesus as his disciples everywhere as the primary delivery mechanism. Now, all right, so we're the primary delivery mechanism, but it's not just a me and Jesus first, right? It's an us and Jesus first, because it's dependent upon us being the church and his body, and the body needs every single body part, right? Unless you want a disembodied head and just, no, I'll yank that off of there, and Jesus, just you and me. No, we need the church, is my point there, guys. To truly experience the fullness of Jesus, you need the full body. You need the full body. To truly experience the fullness of Jesus means he's the head, his headship, his lordship. It means we need to be surrendered to him. It means we can't, as I often do, come to him with a laundry list of, Jesus, here's where I'll go and not go and what I'll do and not do. Jesus wants our blank page to say, write whatever you want. So we know that Jesus has a heart for the city of Bend, for the Northwest, for the world, to fill everything and every way. He needs that blank page. In fact, if it's not that blank page, not that surrender, then maybe we're trying to be a body and we're neglecting the head because we don't have the lordship, just to change that body analogy. Jesus wants that surrender. Lose that mindset, we can't fill everything in every way. So, again, it baffles me. This is the cosmic Christ, the Alpha and Omega, universal, gonna fill everything in every way. And yet the incarnate Christ says, hey, as the Father has sent me in John 20:21, I have sent you and need you to accomplish his mission. This is the constitution of the church. Now, an encouragement on God's part and our part. Ephesians is called the constitution of the church. And the Gospels, church only comes up twice, once for a discipline issue and conflict resolution, and the other time is when Jesus says, I will build my church. Doesn't say you build the church, but I will build my church. You, I need you to be sent. That's your part. Make disciples. He also tells us to do that, but he will build the church. So when you start by making disciples, you'll get the church. But if you start just trying to be church, you may not ever make disciples. We've got to make sure we have that on straight. If you were to ask Jesus, well, what does that look like for you to build your church? Or if you were to ask Paul, he'd say, well, this book of Ephesians is the answer. This fullness and him working through us is how Jesus is doing it. And this book isn't written to professionals. It's written to ordinary disciples who have individual callings to do extraordinary things. Back to God's incredible plan here. Yes, that's the calling to make disciples. Yes, that's the calling to be salt and light, to love our neighbor. And we were praying about that on Wednesday night. That's our part. But I just want to comfort you guys. It's not your job to build the church. Jesus is going to do that. So don't try to force church or make it happen or make it your goal or an end within itself. Our part is to make disciples. Jesus is already doing the work, drawing people to himself, calling them to him. We need to meet him in that process. We need to pray, God, reveal what you're already working here in Bend, Oregon. There's an old joke out there that a minister prayed for his neighbors for 10 years that they might come to the Lord. And then after 10 years, he thought, well, maybe I should go and talk to them. And that's how you be the hands and feet of Jesus. And it took 10 years for God, through prayer, to change his heart. It takes both to realize where God is working and join him in that work. That shift from more effort to more Jesus. I know I need prayer to make it about Jesus and not about me. We need to constantly re-Jesus our church, not have a little Jesus syndrome. So often I'm looking at myself, either down on myself or playing myself up. And with a little Jesus syndrome, I know that I offer prayers with selfishness or faithlessness. I give worship without awe, service without joy, suffering without perseverance, and I can see the effect in my toiling rather than abiding. We need to be obsessed with Jesus. Coming into a conclusion, guys. We are all called to be more and to do more, but that only begins with realizing that Jesus is more. Has a plan for more for our lives. That's why I was praying for the eyes of our heart to be opened here, for it to be embedded deep within our soul that we know this plan and this truth, Jesus' vision for his body, the church, to fill everything in every way. That's why Paul envisions a Jesus-empowered church, Jesus-shaped, that looks and walks and talks like Jesus, where we're his hands and feet to Bend, Oregon, and beyond, where we live, work, learn, and play. So guys, how obsessed are you with Jesus growing ever larger in your mind and heart? Because if it doesn't start here, for him to be the fullness here, we can't forward his fullness out there. How are you doing at helping others, equipping other disciples to grow in the lordship of Jesus and their ability to gospel themselves and good news themselves with verses like this so that they can be able to share the gospel where they live, work, learn, and play? Maybe you share this verse with somebody this week and they're not even a disciple, but they share it with another person and you don't even know about it, but that's part of his fullness. So we think about communion. You can go ahead and grab a cup. Let's be talking about that shift this week. From more effort to more Jesus. How are we going to fill every nook and cranny of society in Bend, Oregon? It's by being obsessed with Jesus. And I'm so encouraged by every person in this room that's a part of that fullness, that's in spheres of influence, that know people who I will never meet, never even know about. We're all just talking about, oh, my coworkers need to hear this. And so many people I'm never going to meet. That's all a part of God's plan. Let's go to him now in a word of prayer. Father God, Lord, we're just grateful first because you chose us to be a part of this plan, that you appointed your son to be head over the church for us. And it says that in John 15 as well. But Lord, we thank you for redeeming us, for purchasing us, for giving us an inheritance, all to the praise of your glory, God. Help us to remember that. Help us to not forget the riches of your grace and your blessing that empowers us to be a part of your fullness. God, we want to see you be the all in all. So help us to be all in, so that you can be in all and through all. And God, it's our prayer to know that deep within our souls, to treasure it and to treasure you, to live by it, not just give mental affirmation to the theology of it. But God, it's our prayer to not only have communion and union with you now, we want to have that fullness throughout the week, God. So Lord, as we take this bread representing your body, juice representing your blood, God, you fully gave yourself for us. Help us to fully give ourselves for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. It would mean so much to us if you were to leave us a review and a rating for our podcast so that this message can reach others. Thank you.